Narcissistic abuse survivors make great writers because nobody listens to them. So they pour out their pain through their pen. And what comes out of their minds moves hearts, because the poems, the paragraphs, the stories they write, there is depth, there is relation, there is emotion, there is expression, there is connection, and most importantly, there is wisdom. Let's talk about this further in today's episode. I'm Danish, your host, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today, we are going to talk about how narcissistic abuse survivors make great writers, and if you have such a skill, what you should do with it. If that sounds interesting, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. If you were to run a background check on all the authors who touch your heart, who write poems, who express things in a very beautiful way, who are known for their style of writing and how it moves their audience, it's highly likely that you will find some kind of trauma in their childhood. You are more likely to find a lot of adversities in their past that they have faced, survived, and came out of. Trauma disconnects you from others, but that is in a weird way a gift. When you get disconnected, you become more of an observer. And when you get a chance to become an observer, when you isolate yourself, what you do is that you try to understand the philosophy of life, you know, these bonds, these relationships, how they work, how people function. And you develop an emotional vocabulary that most people, unfortunately, do not develop. Or in that way, they don't, because they don't face trauma. As a secondary positive impact, your pain hones your expression skills, and you are equipped with skills to speak to the hearts of people. A lot of authors can do that without experiencing any trauma, but when you do that, somehow people are able to relate to you. I am speaking from my experience. As a child, I used to be on my own most of the time in my room, either reading books or writing in my diary. And that somehow helped me to express myself better. Like these videos that I'm creating. I don't claim to be a great author, but what I can tell you is that a lot of people are able to relate to my videos because I just speak simply as I possibly can. And I just say it as it is. A lot of survivors of narcissistic abuse are able to do that even better than me. And that skill must be preserved. If you have developed the skill of writing because of your experience, just hone it. Just use it. Just express it even more, because people out there want somebody to express their pain, to help them make sense of what they have been through, their melancholy, and their experiences that they can't themselves make sense of. They want somebody to show them a direction, to show them a way to grieve the ungrievable. They want somebody to become their beacon of light so that they can move forward and create a new path for themselves. And you as a writer, if you are one, have that power. You have that capability. For as long as I have been practicing, I have had the pleasure of receiving a lot of poems from my own clients. And to be honest with you, if I were to express exactly how I felt when reading those poems or those stories or whatever was shared with me, I can just tell you I was left dumbfounded, moved to my core, because that was it. Like when you watch a video on narcissism and you say it's spot on, it was spot on for me. Like no better way to express it, no better way to explain it. It just makes you that way. Even if you are not a writer, you become one. Do you agree with me? Are you a writer? I would like to know about your experiences. Have you written something? Maybe drop a link. Drop your experiences in the comments below. If you have a book or something, drop a link in the comments and maybe other survivors might check it out. I have seen survivors of trauma compiling pages, you know, huge books of everything that they have been through. Stories, quotes, poems about every accident, expressing the deepest pain they felt back then when they were going through it with the narcissist. And that just sums it up. The nature of the narcissist and how the person was impacted. If you have such a compilation and you are afraid of publishing it, you think, oh, who's going to read that? There are tons waiting out there. It's one thing to think about it and then to write for it, because you are, as an author, can have that skill, but you have experience, and nothing can beat that. If you have been in it, nobody can explain it better than you. Your writing skills are commendable, no matter what the narcissistic parent or partner has told you. They're jealous of you. Don't listen to them. They always wanted to suppress you, your talents, your capabilities. You just need to accept yourself. You need to accept that you are capable of touching millions of hearts that they can only dream of doing, because they're all about fantasy and you have created your reality. Just get it out there, because as I said, your experience is your biggest friend, your biggest weapon. And nobody can steal it away from you. People can copy, people may try to mirror your style, but you are authentic. It comes out from you because you have integrity, you have seen it, you have felt it, you have heard it. There are many writers out there that I personally like, one of which is Nate Postlethwaite. He's on Instagram. I will be dropping his username in the description of this episode. You can just check him out and see millions of people like what he writes. He hits it every time. He keeps it simple and he writes with compassion and empathy. You can feel it somehow. So many people relate to him. Maybe you can do the same. What are you waiting for? If writing is one of your superpowers, use it to help survivors. So many need it. So that was it for today's episode. This was my message for today. I hope you liked it. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk to you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.